Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is celebrating the establishment of the Interagency Wildland Fire Subcabinet. The executive order on establishing the Wildland Fire Management Policy Committee will open up more communication channels and ensure better forest management effectiveness between the departments and agencies within the federal government. Perdue says with a subcabinet dedicated exclusively to wildland fire management, we'd be better equipped to prevent and fight wildfires. Water projects should be included in any future federal infrastructure package. According to over 200 Western Ag and Water organizations, the groups from 15 states sent letters to President-elect Biden and congressional leaders advocating investment in a diversified water management portfolio for the region. Without immediate attention, the coalition says the water system will soon be unable to meet the region's needs. The American Grown Campaign, established in the wake of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, is encouraging U.S. growers to tell their stories. The group asks for growers to tell personal stories, both triumphs and frustrations. As reported by thepacker.com, the request comes as the Trump administration investigates the effects of imports on U.S. growers of seasonal crops. The USDA has a new report detailing imports from Mexico and Canada, and the International Trade Commission is following up on a request from the U.S. Trade Representative's Office to investigate the effects of imports of cucumbers and squash. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.